This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so oil as promised. It's been, what, 3 years or so that oil stories have started with crude prices today were a bit soft. That was me imitating myself, by the way. Anyway, they are soft no more, oil prices. The global benchmark Brent crude topped 70 bucks today. Gas prices, in case it had escaped you, have been creeping up for a couple of years now. But supplies, we are told, are plentiful. So what's going on? Marketplace's Scott Tong explains from the Sustainability Desk. It starts with a healthy world economy.
The big economies in the world are chugging along. So there's more driving, more plane rides, more flush investors putting their money on oil. Here's Jamie Webster at the Boston Consulting Group.
The global economy is booming. There's very few countries that are not expected to show economic growth this coming year. And of course, the big guy, of course, OPEC, has kept their barrels off the market.
And that's the supply part of the picture, which is tightening. OPEC and Russia and others have renewed their collective deal to pump less. Then there's what's called supply risk, instability in certain petrostates that might not be able to get their barrels to market, which also pushes prices up, says Amy Myers Jaffe at the Council on Foreign Relations.
To the extent that people look around the world and it looks unstable in the Middle East, and you have the Iran nuclear deal with the United States still sort of in the balance, you've got this deteriorating situation in Venezuela, it's hard to think about the price of oil going back down.
So now we have a debate in the oil patch. Price optimists think demand will keep outrunning supply to the tune of 80, even 100 bucks a barrel. Others predict U.S. drillers will go on a fracking binge and bring more supply to the world. And that's how Bob McNally at Rapidan Energy sees it.
To paraphrase St. Augustine, Lord, make me holy, but not yet. My approach is, Lord, make me bullish, but not yet, right? I see oil prices here at $70 is not sustainable.
Because more U.S. oil would push today's price back down. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.